This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. Ticket takeover at Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco off 121 between Custer and Independence. Sale going on through Sunday, 30% off all trees. Great time to plant a tree. And they do more than just that. They prune or thin your trees that are already existing, and I'm seeing stump removal and tree removal. So
okay,
maybe Justin wants to call call Fannin. But we have the hard line coming up in just a little bit.
No, it's... And it just be gone.
Right.
There's nothing there.
Well, he's got that option if he
needs. Does.
But
Fannin will do it.
Without further ado, it's time for the best of the rest. George got a big e-brake win at 7:55 this morning, upsetting Corby. But what else do we have in the hopper?
Well, we've got six candidates this week, Sean. I was able to get them in my car, brought them up here. I faxed them back to the station.
Okay.
So you fellas can play them back there. And let's start with the invasion. And this one's on Travis. But you could also put something in here on McLaren. It was just a really wild-ass minute of the invasion, and I thought this was very funny.
There was a water rescue and an arrest in Ponder on Monday afternoon. Crews were called to about 12:15.
That's
illegal.
A certain time in my house also. It's possible they took off their clothes and then got into the water.
You never know.
People go skinny dipping.
I've never done that.
Really?
Usually, nope. I've never skinny dipped either.
Really? You guys have never skinny dipped?
Nope.
No.
Oh, my God. I've swum naked. I don't even know how many times. I've swum naked in the ocean. I've swum naked in a river.
I do it in my bathtub.
I've swum naked in a pool. Is it swum or swam?
It's a fine time to ask now.
Oh, my God. It's very freeing. Like, you feel like you're in the womb.
Hey.
Like, you're just nude in the amniotic fluid, but it's water.
Okay, what are you...
What? Is that out loud?
Yes!
Did you rip one?
Goodness gracious.
No, it's true, though. Like, it's a very peaceful, calming feel of being nude in the water.
Yeah, I do that in the shower every morning.
No, I mean like in a body of water, like a pool or something. You should try it.
Okay. It feels pretty risky. The guy in Ponder didn't get arrested for being naked. I'll say that right now.
Okay, I think I want to change the nomination
that's
to McLaren.
Maddie. Yeah, Maddie's just being weird.
And I like how he said swum like five times back to him. Like, swum doesn't... Is it swum or swam?
Honestly, I think it's swam.
It's swam, right?
But
swum is not a word.
Swum feels right as a Texan.
Swum is very Texan.
So
is swum a word? But I like... swum is not a word. It's swam. But yes, that'll go to Matt McLaren. Is candidate number one. Candidate number two, feels like we have a work in progress NIT every Friday. And
it's a volatile show.
It is. It's fun. I really miss working on it. It's always a good time. It's always a very loose vibe. And last week we had Lando, we had Ham, and we had some Sod on the show. And Lando, me and Lando were out late Saturday night, and I don't know if this had anything to do with Lando choking during a segment, and he had to call for a substitute.
This is our last non-Cowboys segment of the day, so let's get to it. College football yesterday, and when the rankings come out next week, you're going to see a couple of teams on there that you didn't before. One of them might be Syracuse, after now going 3-1 beating Clemson. The other one is TCU. Iron Skillet game yesterday.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I'm okay. Ugh. Okay. All right.
Did you choke?
Yes.
Why are you so red?
I'm good. So the final Iron Skillet game yesterday, TCU wins 35-24. Kevin Jennings, an okay game. A couple of drop passes on his side, but then the real one, I thought, I'm sorry, man. I'm joking.
What's happening to you?
Are we losing Lando? This is a second giant sip of water.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. We're going to try and make this happen. Anyway.
Sod takeover for
yes,
a couple
please. Right. Thank you.
Okay, so, yes, Josh Hoover.
Lando fighting for his life. I'll give him credit.
I had no help from my teammates.
Honestly, they were leaving you out to dry. It's like, yeah, just go ahead. Talk about Josh Hoover.
Sod. Talk.
Sod was ready, but it's like, okay, go ahead.
I kept looking at Sod like, hey, man, can you start talking a little bit?
Oh, man.
That's great.
But you survived. You made it through.
Barely.
So did you just down some granola before the segment? What was going on
there? Yeah, too much granola in the windpipe.
I'm going to take a sip of my water, too. So
that'll happen.
We don't encounter that. Candidate number three, Jay King, and things have definitely changed in the control room since you and I were producers.
Yeah.
Or at least we worked in there. When I was running the board, if someone came in to talk, Danny Bayless or Jake would just stare through their souls. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't mess around in the control room. Things are a little bit more laid back now. And Jay had Ham distracted during E! News.
I don't want to wait.
No way.
Yes.
Did they really?
Yes, the entire cast and Vanderbeek's daughters did a performance of the Paula Cole classic.
All right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. A couple more real quick. This is great news. So we're all, well, you and I, Corby, are fans of Weapons.
Yeah, the horror movie.
Did you see it, Ham?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
thank you. So Weapons is the surprise hit of the summer.
How is he not there? Ham, did you see Weapons?
No.
Okay. Jeez.
Sorry, Jay's in here talking to us.
Oh. Jay, get out of there!
You know, the thing about Gundy that people don't realize
is he really was like the first best all-time coach in Oklahoma State history.
He's talking about Guar, not Mike Gundy.
Okay.
Okay. So Weapons...
And DJ's just...
Okay.
DJ has to be the... authoritarian figure there.
Should we put that on Ham?
Ham no, should because be locked Jay was in here for like 10 minutes talking about Guar ever since they were mentioned.
You need to get Jay out of there during E! News.
Yeah.
You got to be locked in. But that is... Maybe it's shared.
We don't
because
share
Jay,
on the NIT.
Jay shouldn't be in there talking in the first place, but you do need to control your scene a little bit.
Yep. I think Ham should be nominated.
Okay. I leave it to the committee.
Yeah, it should be Ham.
Okay.
That's Ham's show.
Yep.
Ham, that is your room. That is your domain.
Yeah, it's not
so
7
will,
to 9. It's
we will put
noon
that,
to 7.
We will put that on you, Ham.
I'll accept it.
Okay. So we all have brain farts every now and then. I think I couldn't find the name Caleb Williams once this week, and I just said the Bears quarterback. Well, Dave had the same exact thing happen to him during a Underdog Live spot.
On the key stats in the game, put together an entry of two or more players, get those picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play for as little as a dollar. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight. It's right here on the ticket. We've got the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, 28.5 rushing yards, higher or lower? What do you think? Marvin Harrison Jr., 47.5 receiving yards. I don't know what's going to happen, but if you do, download the app today and sign up for promo code Dave.
It's funny hearing the off mic.
You know
Corby
what?
Laugh too, and
we couldn't remember Brevin Spanford earlier.
That's true.
So who are we?
But that's a third tight end.
Okay. Yeah,
and what Dave? He was probably trying to find the projections on his phone.
Yes.
Because I've done that before too. It's like, okay, how many projected rushing yards? I could just make this up. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, that's Dave. Candidate 4. Candidate 5, always love a good not listening, and Corby was not listening to Bob.
I think Justin Herbert is close to, you know, finally realizing all the promise and maybe not being a punchline anymore, but that's pretty good. Sunday night.
Wait a minute, one more.
Oh, sorry, one more?
The full-on panic in Kansas City if they don't beat the Giants in New York.
Well, that's Sunday night.
Oh, that is. Okay.
Sunday night, Chiefs at Giants.
As I
just said.
That, I don't want to say.
By the way, they're playing at the Giants.
Okay, thank you.
And that game's,
thank you, Lando.
That game's in New York, right?
Thank you.
Well, New Jersey, Bob.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's go to Sunday night. Hold on real quick. Before we get to that, let's talk about the Sunday night.
I like overcorrecting Lando, too. That's pretty
Lando,
good.
Very funny. And final candidate, let's stick with the hard line. So I would expect this humor from Dave. I would expect this humor from Corby. I do not expect this humor from Bob. I expect better.
Good-looking guy, too. Really good-looking guy.
Yeah, I'd be chock full of AIDS for him.
I would be, too.
Hey, I'm a gay man!
I would assume that we're all three putting him in?
Yes.
Yes. So unanimous.
So now he joins Robert Redford.
Oh, he's going to be dressed so well. That closet is going to be immaculate.
Yeah, but Robert Redford is kind of like a mountain man. Is he going to have?
Okay,
and where's
I'm sure
he going to
have something for that?
Yeah, well, but everybody is Jesus' age, right?
Yes, 33.
So what did? I mean, Redford was at his peak handsomeness.
I know.
At 33.
I know. You know
maybe
what?
They can have a budding relationship.
I know. I mean, Armani may be 33 years old, not a butting.
I said budding, right? Bob, I would expect that from anyone else, but not
you. I did say a thing.
A butting relationship.
Was that you, Bob?
They're like,
I'm just over here picking out my triple play.
They're doing little Eskimo kisses with their butts.
Okay. You know what? That's disrespectful.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Donovan.
Later, them, boys.
Making
as
them
always.
Clap together.
Yeah.
They're not twerking. Twerking in the apartment.
Oh. Thank you, Donovan.
Goodness.
Yeah, Bob creating all of that chaos. So there's your six candidates. Is it McLaren Swum? Is it Lando choking to death during work in progress? Is it Ham distracted by Jay? Is it Dave's live spot brain fart? Corby not listening to Bob, or Bob's budding relationship? Let's. I like starting the voting with Lando. Lando, what you got?
Bob playing the victim. I didn't say a thing.
Okay. Let's go to EA.
I'm going to go with it's actually Jay distracting him. This is a Jay problem, but whoever you want to give it to, but that incident.
Responsibility falls on him. That's a vote for him. Ham?
Give me Lando choking.
Lando choking. Tied up. Sean?
I got to go for throat clear Lando. That was such a great stop down multiple times. I'm going for quantity over quality maybe this week.
So
that was
good
a good
ones.
One.
I hate to do this. I'm going to have to tie it up because I thought Bob's joke was so good.
Okay.
So we have a 2-2 tie. And you know what? We have a tiebreaker.
We have P1s out here.
I don't care about P1s out
here.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys.
I love you, but we have a very special guest on the phone right now, a celebrity guest picker.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Caller.
What's up, brothers?
Hey, Monty.
I think we have a Monto.
Monto.
How we feeling? How's the walking pee?
Dude, I'm walking better than ever.
Hell yeah, man. You sound great.
We'll keep taking steps
all
forward,
over
buddy.
The demo, dude. Yeah.
I hope you listened
to
the NIT break because we want you
to
vote.
I did, of course. And I will vote for Lando because, Lando, I'm worried about you, bud. You don't sound too healthy. I hope you're all good.
I've fully recovered from my walking pee.
Well, very good. Well, Monty, get back here Monday or Sunday. Heck, we got a big weekend ahead.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hell yeah, man.
Love
Let's
you,
party.
Buddy.
Good to hear from Justin. Sounds better.
Absolutely.
So congratulations to Lando. EA, how many wins is that for Lando?
That is Lando's third, putting him 8 behind Ham Sam Birmingham.